Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with a slight chance of rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 62. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance of rain showers tonight. Lows level off around 39. Overcast skies. Rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 62. Cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Ulur Lockwood. Right now, it's 44 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Max Dutton. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. A 19-year-old is hurt after falling from a second-story window at a K-State fraternity house. It happened over the weekend at the Sigma Chi fraternity. As of today, there's no update on his condition. Court records in the murder case of a Great Bend teen opened again. This comes after a new judge was assigned to the case and rescinded the previous order to seal the case. The body of 14-year-old Ruby Perez was found earlier this month after she was reported missing. Another 14-year-old was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. A burn ban has been lifted in Barton County. The county commission is still asking you to use caution while burning. If you have any concerns, they say your local fire chief is the best person in determining fire safety. In Wichita, I'm Max Dutton, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
You served behind the desk.
You served in combat.
You did 4 years and got out.
You were drafted.
You gave 20 years.
You gave exactly what your country needed.
And so did you.
When you raised your hand and swore an oath to your country, when you put your name on a dotted line, you became part of only 1% of Americans who did the same. You are a veteran.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran. Because no matter when, where, or how you served, you made a sacrifice for your country, and you deserve support.
If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
Reach out to a loved one, to a fellow veteran, to VA.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Northwest Kansas Innovation Center is pleased to announce the addition of two new members to its board of directors, Eric Brown and Luke Mayen. Both bring extensive experience in economic development, business leadership, and community engagement to the organization. Eric joins the board with more than 15 years of experience in economic development, leadership, board management, and consulting. A native of Brewster, Kansas, Brown previously served as president and CEO of the Salina Area Chamber of Commerce, where he represented more than 80 businesses and organizations. He currently serves as Northern Kansas Business Development Manager for Hutton, working with private owners, municipalities, institutions, and nonprofits across the state to bring design and construction projects to life. Brown holds a bachelor's degree in communication studies from Fort Hays State University and a master's degree in business administration from Kansas Wesleyan University. He and his wife Danielle live in Salina with their two children. Luke Mayen, a native of Cortland, Kansas, also joins the board, bringing a strong background in local economic development and entrepreneurship. Mayen is a graduate of Fort Hays State University with a degree in communication studies and previously served as the Republic County Economic Development Director for 8 years. He currently owns and operates Irrigation Ales, a microbrewery in Cortland that he opened with his wife, Jennifer, in 2022. Mayen is actively involved in his community, serving on the board of directors for both Kansas Sampler Foundation and previously on the Republic County Community Foundation. In his free time, he enjoys traveling, gravel biking, and spending time with his wife and newborn son. Scott Sproul, president and CEO of the Northwest Kansas Innovation Center, said the addition of Eric and Luke to the board brings valuable perspectives and a strong commitment to supporting rural communities. He noted their leadership and experience will help guide efforts to strengthen businesses, workforce development, and community growth across Northwest Kansas. The Northwest Kansas Innovation Center works to strengthen communities and support economic growth through programs focused on workforce, childcare, housing, and business services. To learn more, visit nwkeici.org. A bridge repair project along U.S. 183 in northern Ellis County is expected to begin on or about Monday, May 4th. The Kansas Department of Transportation project will improve the surface and substructure of the bridge carrying U.S. 183 over the Saline River, located 14 miles north of Hays. Traffic will be reduced to one lane through the work zone and directed by temporary traffic signals. Motorists should expect minor delays of up to 5 minutes. Project work is expected to be completed in early August, conditions permitting. Reese Construction of Salina is the primary contractor for the nearly $400,000 project. KDOT urges motorists to stay alert and follow posted signs in all work zones. For current road conditions, visit candrive.gov or call 511. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
The cause of the Edwards County fire that burned about 1,500 acres on April 16th remains undetermined, according to the Kansas State Fire Marshal. The fire occurred near R9 Ranch, owned by the cities of Hays and Russell. Following the fire, the city of Hays said a prescribed burn was conducted on April 15th on city-owned property in Edwards County and followed all proper protocols, including approval from the fire chief. The city said staff monitored the area throughout the burn and again on April 16th to address any hot spots. A fire was later detected in the Arkansas River bottom adjacent to the property where the controlled burn was, the city said. The Kansas State Fire Marshal investigated the incident. Lance Fay, public information officer, said about 400 acres were burned in the prescribed burn prior to the wildfire, which went on to burn more than 1,000 acres. Fay said the fire began around 4 p.m. and was reported to local authorities. Damage was limited to grasslands, fences, and fence posts. No injuries or structural damage were reported. Fay said the investigation is largely complete but will remain open if new evidence is found. Hays Post contacted the city of Hays for additional comments on the investigation, but received no further response. Hays Post also attempted to contact the Edwards County manager. He said calls were not returned as of this point. A red flag warning is in effect for much of western Kansas, including Edwards County, from noon to 9 p.m. on April 16th. According to the National Weather Service in Dodge City, there was due to strong winds and low humidity that created critical fire conditions. Laura Kelly has announced the first ever recipient of a new statewide honor recognizing those who go above and beyond for military communities. The Kansas Order of the Sunflower has officially been awarded to Michelle Roan, known as the First Lady of the U.S. Army's 1st Infantry Division at Fort Riley. The honor was presented during a ceremony at the State House. The award was created through an executive order earlier this year and is designed to recognize outstanding service and volunteerism supporting many families from communities across Kansas. Governor Kelly says the recognition highlights individuals who make a real difference behind the scenes, especially military spouses and families who play a key role in supporting service members. Roan was selected for her leadership, mentorship, and advocacy work with soldiers and families connected to the 1st Infantry Division. Her efforts have helped strengthen communication between families and military internships, improved quality of life, and build stronger ties between Fort Riley and surrounding Kansas communities. Roan says receiving the award is especially meaningful in a place like Fort Riley, where service is a way of life. She credits the many volunteers who work every day to support others and stay, and says the recognition belongs to them all. State Representative Nate Butler also played a role in establishing the award, noting it puts Kansas alongside other states in honor community service led to military support. The Order of the Sunflower reflects Kansas' values, recognizing resilience, strength, and commitment to serving others. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The biodiesel and renewable diesel industries recently got some good news with the 2026 and 2027 renewable volume obligations of more than 6 billion gallons. Danelle Rehagen, CEO of Clean Fuels Alliance America, says that's quite a jump from the previous RVOs.
Now, to put that into some perspective, the volume obligation that was set previously under the previous RVO for 2025 was about 3.3 billion gallons. So we're looking at not quite doubling it, but it's a huge increase. And the good news is we're able to produce those volumes here in the United States. Over the last 4, 5, 6 years, our industry has built out and more than doubled its production capacity, mostly in the form of renewable diesel.
And he said the prospective blending volumes are telling the biodiesel and renewable diesel industries to grow.
We have the capacity to produce it. We have feedstocks to produce it. All we've ever needed is for the policy side of the world to sync up with what we were able to do. And we finally have that under this most recent RVO. So that'll be that came out of this Trump administration set for 2026. And then for 2027 as well, with a little bit of a bump in 2027. So we have a prospective volume out there in front of us, which we always want to have a prospective volume. And it's telling us to grow and to grow fast, and that's exactly what we wanted to hear.
And he says that the industry has been working very hard for several years to increase production capacity. And the bottom line with the RVO increase, he says it's very good news for U.S. farmers. Those comments from Danelle Rehagen, the CEO of Clean Fuels Alliance America. He's also keeping a close eye on the progress, or lack thereof, concerning getting the farm bill to a vote in the full House. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Michael Caron on the Kansas Agriculture Network. As a weak upper-level trough of low pressure works in for the northwest for this afternoon, we do pick up a chance for some scattered shower and even some thundershower activity, mainly just across northwestern portions of Kansas. For tonight, as that feature continues to push on off to the southeast, again, the best chance for any lingering scattered shower or thundershower activity will be across western portions of Kansas. Into the day on Thursday, as a secondary upper-level trough will work down across the southern plains, a chance for some scattered showers through most of Kansas, missing the far southeastern corner of the state. Also can't rule out some thunder showers as well, but thankfully not expecting any severe weather on Thursday. For northwest Kansas for this afternoon, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with a chance for some scattered showers, high temperatures in the low to mid-60s. We'll have our winds turning to the northeast at 5 to 10. For north-central Kansas for this afternoon, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, high temperatures working up into the lower to middle 60s, and we'll have our winds staying light and variable. Into northeastern Kansas for this afternoon, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, with those high temperatures climbing up into the lower 60s. Winds out of the north and northwest at 5 to 10. For southeastern Kansas for this afternoon, a blend of clouds and sunshine, with high temperatures reaching up into the middle 60s. Winds out of the north at 5 to 15. For south central Kansas for this afternoon, partly to mostly cloudy conditions, with high temperatures in the middle to upper 60s, near 70 over to near Medicine Lodge. Winds out of the north and northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for southwestern Kansas for this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies, high temperatures in the middle to upper 60s, lower winds turning to the east, 5 to 15 miles per hour. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
An overwhelming majority of respondents to a Farm Bureau survey say they can't afford all the fertilizer they need. Farm Bureau economist Faith Parham says the majority of Midwest farmers pre-book their fertilizer compared to less than 20% in the South.
Farmers in the South right now are a little bit more price sensitive. We've seen really low commodity prices for things like peanuts, cotton, and rice. They were kind of hoping and waiting to see if that price would go back down, but unfortunately that's not the case this year.
Fertilizer price increases are combining with rising fuel prices in squeezing farmers' bottom lines further.
Even if the conflict stopped today and we saw normal shipments resuming, it would take a while for those prices to come back down to normal. So we're going to see the impacts of this for a few months ahead.
Learn more at fb.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
This is Jay and Teen for Norton Livestock Market with our early consignments for this week's Thursday cattle auction. In the breeding stock and baby calves, we'll sell drop-in consignments with most of the breeding stock deferring to next week's special bred stock cow and pair sale along with a regular sale. In the calves and feeders, here's 56 mostly black steers and heifers, long-time wean. Two rounds of shots on them. The heifers are guaranteed open at $675 to $900. 16 black steers and heifers weaned 30-plus days. One round of shots hit them, bunk broke at $425 to $575. Here's 29 Hereford steers at $800 to $1050. 13 black and red steers at $875. Hope to see you at this auction. Thank you.